Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Corner of Broadway and Battery. You're listening to Damon Bruce and Ray Ratto on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by BMW Fairfield.
I'm just going to throw it right out there. It's time to go to the NBA Finals. It's time. It's time, Golden State Warriors. Let's go. Game 4 emotions were off. The Warriors were off, and give the Dallas Mavericks a little bit of credit here. They were on. They deserve some credit. They played really, really well in Game 4. Warriors almost came back and bit them in that one, too. Now the Warriors need to give the Dallas Mavericks the summer off. They're 10-0 in their last 10 games at Chase Center. Ray, I'm going to go as far as to say that's a trend. Hopefully one the Warriors can keep going with tonight. Hi.
Hi.
I see you're still plugging in.
No,
haven't
I'm
even
good.
Sat down. Are you good?
I heard every word you said. But I was paying full attention.
I got problems over here, too. I have the worst headphones not a man could ask for. Like, I really can't go far away from this microphone because the cord won't allow me.
Well, I think that's done by design.
I'm gonna spend an entire commercial break trying to detangle this thing.
Yeah. No, I think, you know, Dallas probably has shot its bolt because I don't believe they'll shoot 50% from three again. But I wouldn't put it past them to win the game tonight anyway, even though trends say otherwise, because why the hell not? They're a weird team. They've established that they're a weird team, and they've either shot ridiculously well or ridiculously poorly. So the question now becomes, can they win a game where they shoot league average, which is about 39-40%? And that they haven't shown us yet. But given the fact that it's this year and these playoffs where you can't trust any team from one game to the next, and since all the signs point to Golden State, I wouldn't be surprised if Dallas steals one just completely out of context.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Tonight. Okay.
I mean, they're not winning the series. I don't believe that's possible. But I could see them defying logic and simple sensibility and stealing one tonight.
Well, look, there's only one Dallas Maverick that is performing like a metronome. He's been steady this entire series, and his name's Luka Doncic. He has been tremendous. He has been incredible in the series. The only time the Dallas Mavericks have won a game in this series was when somebody decided to hop on the horse and ride it across the finish line with him. And there were a couple of guys who decided to hop on the horse and you know, ride it to a win in Game 4. I don't know how well that travels. I know that they hit a lot of threes in Game 2, but they lost that game as well here. I think tonight is the night that Steve Kerr does a little, we're not messing around.
that we're going to close out harder on shooters, maybe even fall into zone a little bit less than we have in this series. It's paid off for them. It's paid off for them. But I wouldn't be surprised to see them get a little chippier defensively, a little bit more man-to-man defensively tonight. And tonight feels like the right night for Steve to maybe not play 10, 9 guys. I could see him play 8 tonight. I could see him wanting to avoid going back to Dallas and playing his strongest and best hands, unless somebody gets into foul trouble.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if he only plays 8. I mean, he's played 9 throughout, and even though the 9th or 10th guy may only get 5 or 6 minutes.
Right, just a tiny bit of run.
Yeah, he's one of the very few coaches that hasn't shortened his bench in these playoffs. He's gone as much as 10 deep. And one of the nights that they only had 8 guys who played a fair amount of time was a night when Kuminga didn't play at all. And I'd be surprised if that happened. I think Kuminga will get some run tonight. I don't know how much, because I think that's all game situation. But I don't think that Kerr is going to all of a sudden, go, I'm just going to go, pedal to the metal with my 8 best guys, because that's not how he's coached in this postseason or during the regular season. He's had a longer bench than most teams in general. So I'd be surprised if he decided to do that.
The one thing that I think has given me a little confidence in tonight really going the Warriors' way is I still don't believe that they've played their best basketball this postseason. I don't think it's happened yet. Hopefully it still comes. And if it does come, I mean, sky's the limit for where this ends up. I think that we can say that Steph Curry has been, incredibly solid, if not very good in every single game. But I don't know if we've seen Steph sidle up to and grasp the hand of greatness in any one of these games. We know what an unstoppable Steph Curry game looks like. He hasn't had one of those yet. Klay has obviously been running very hot or cold game to game. Jordan Poole, he's been running hot or cold game to game. Wiggins has been steady. No complaints there. I'm not even going to offer up a criticism for Andrew Wiggins. He has redefined what a lot of people think of him this year. Kevon Looney, though, is really the only guy who has been playing above expectations the best that he can possibly play. Any one of his starting 5, meet him on that plane tonight. You want to talk about something you've never said before. Can anyone meet Kevon Looney on his plane of greatness? That's where we are. I mean, that guy's been playing fantastic basketball. Tonight, if Steph Curry can turn in a great game, Klay is officially due. Klay's due for a breakout. I don't want to see Game 6 Klay. I want Game 5 Klay tonight, and I hope we see it. This is a team that is really, really good. There's still one more gear, I think, available to them. And Ray, if they hit it, I swear to God, I think they're going to be NBA champions. I really do. I really do, because I'm assuming that everybody left in the mix is going to play defense really hard, no matter what, including the Dallas Mavericks tonight. But I'm talking about Boston and Miami, too. I don't think anybody can hang with this team offensively. As a matter of fact, I know it.
But the one thing we've known about their offense all year long is that it runs in fits and spurts. It is not an every night, we're just going to blow you out by scoring 130 type offense. They've had their stretches where they haven't shot well. They've had stretches where they've had to deal with foul trouble. They've had stretches where they've had injuries. They have not been a consistent offensive juggernaut. They've been good, but they haven't been great. And I don't know that the next series is going to be where that happens. I think it's going to be more of a grind. It's going to look more like the Memphis series did. And while other than the one game, the Warriors were either in command or going neck and neck with the Grizzlies the whole time, I think that's what Boston's going to look like. If it's Miami, Miami is so banged up, I don't know how they hang with them. But for purposes of the argument, let's say it's Boston. I think every game is going to be, played, within 6 points either way until, garbage time late in games.
There's going to be a lot of ice on the knees, lots of ice on the lots of times in the ice tub, in the jacuzzi. That's going to be a very physical series if that's what we end up looking at. Look, even if Miami pulls off two wins in a row here and ends up taking the Eastern Conference Finals, as much as I think that's an easier path for the Warriors, it's a rocky path. I mean, it is. They fight. They fight hard. Last night, though, good God, that was a rock fight. I mean, that was about as ugly as playoff basketball can get between two NBA teams who fancy themselves pretty decent. I don't think a single shot was knocked down by Miami's starting backcourt last night.
No, that whole game was an eyesore. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that Miami's just, they're running on fumes now.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got basically three guys playing on one leg. And they're important guys. It's Butler. It's Kyle Lowry. You couldn't walk up to them and say, I want to pick the three guys that don't get to play with all four limbs. And nobody would avoid picking those guys. I mean, Adebayo seemed to be really tentative. Duncan Robinson apparently doesn't want to shoot anymore. Just by and large, they're done. They're on E.
Yeah. I mean, when you have a performance like that at home, it's an official red flag. And I wouldn't be surprised to watch Boston close it out. But at the same time, every single time you think Boston's going to do something big on their home floor, they don't. So it's been a weird finals, or it's been a weird final four, I guess I should say, around the NBA. Damon and Ratto here on 95.7 The Game. I know that George Sedano is going to be joining us inside of Warriors Live as we get closer and closer. We got Warriors Live tipping off at 4:30 tonight. We are brought to you by BMW Fairfield, now open in the Fairfield Auto Mall. Visit BMWFairfield.com today to book your visit. We got open lines throughout most of today's show. You are invited in talking about this one tonight, 888-957-9570. What does it mean if the Warriors close this out? And looking at it the other way, what do you think it means if the Warriors don't close this out? I am worried more about showing up healthy in the NBA Finals than I am dusting off the Dallas Mavericks, even if the Warriors lose tonight. I think the games that they've avoided playing, the airplane trips that they have avoided, have been very, very important during this playoff run. So hopefully they avoid a plane trip back to Dallas tonight. We have an awful lot to get into, Ray. Blues game last night was really fun, wasn't it?
It's a hell of a... That's been a weirdly good series.
Yeah.
Even though for the most part, Colorado's done what it's wanted to do. Because Colorado's the most fun team to watch.
You got friskiness. There's friskiness. Yeah. And you know what? Those two teams don't like each other. There you go. We will have much more. Well, not much more on that, but we have much more for you today. We are just underway. We got Warriors Live starting at 4:30. When we come on back, we say goodbye to a man who, as far as I'm concerned, was about as good of an actor as ever's been in two great movies.
You know, we always called each other good fellas. Like you'd say to somebody, you're gonna like this guy, he's all right. He's a good fella, he's one of us. You understand? We were good fellas, wise guys.
Ah, Ray Liotta, gone at the age of 67 today. We're brought to you by Lucky and Lucky California. This holiday weekend, you don't have to worry about make and do. Lucky California will help you make more. This week with Lucky, you get a digital coupon, white sweet corn, 14 cents each, limit 10. Lucky California, the golden state of eating.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now back to Damon and Ratto, brought to you by BMW Fairfield on 95.7 The Game.
We ran everything. We paid off cops. We paid off lawyers. We paid off judges. Everybody had their hands out. Everything was for the taking. And now it's all over.
Sorry to say it's all over for Ray Liotta. Great actor. Wasn't in a lot of great movies, but he was always a great actor. Goodfellas, obviously. Field of Dreams, obviously. There are a couple of other that you could, I guess, throw into the argument, but those two, to me, completely stand out. And, Ray, I know that you're not much of a movie guy, but I'm guessing you've seen Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was part of a great cast, and I think that's sort of where he was one of those guys who, in the few times I saw him, I think he was dependent in part on the fact that he was part of a really good lineup.
Oh, well, look, I mean, that's one of the most perfectly made and executed feature films from beginning to end. Scorsese seems to know what he's doing as well. But, man, it's as addictive of a movie, no matter where you come into it, if it's on HBO, because I can't watch that movie edited. I'm sorry. I can't take my Goodfellas edited for public consumption. I need it raw dog, all the words included on HBO or Showtime level Goodfellas. Damon, he was good in Unlawful Entry. He was good in Copland. You're right about that. Those were the two that I was trying to remember. Unlawful Entry, he plays a creepy cop next door, I think. Yeah, he was just fantastic. He really was. And I said, go ahead. Give me a little Leota today.
Now the guy's got to come up with Paulie's money every week, no matter what. Business bad? F*** you, pay me. Oh, you had a fire? F*** you, pay me. Place got hit by lightning, huh? F*** you, pay me.
Nice editing. I got to tell you, our crew has been doing a hell of a job cutting up and editing some foul language that we've had to use over the last couple days, and I'm officially going to say the last thing I have to say right here about Grant Cohn. Because that was some fancy editing we had to do to try to play any of the Javon Kinlaw. Grant Cohn was essentially dissected and eviscerated by Pat McAfee today. That's going to be hard to get up off the mat from that one. We talked about it way too much yesterday. I would argue we gave it more attention than it or he certainly deserves. But it did raise questions about media responsibility, relationships that media needs to strike with the subjects that they're covering. And that's kind of where we took it. Ray, without leading the witness, I just have a question for you off the top of your head. Really no incorrect answers here. Who are the best in the media right now today at covering the 49ers?
Oh, I think you can point to Matt Maiocco. You can point to Matt Barrows. I think Chris Biederman, although in all honesty, I don't see his stuff as much because I don't go on the Sacramento Bee webpage as much. Those are really the elites.
Cam Inman?
I don't see Cam's stuff as much either. If I have to go to something, the guys I think will break the story quickest and best are Maiocco and Barrows.
Well, I mean, nobody breaks stories about the 49ers locally, but they react to them.
You know what I mean.
Yes.
The 49ers are really well buttoned up, and they didn't used to be. And when they were a little looser, you know, Maiocco and Barrows were the guys who just jumped out at you.
So, in your history, of all the time you spent in the media, have you ever seen a group circle the wagons to protect one of their own quite like the media do? Because I think that's one of the minute a member of the media gets attacked from usually any direction, you have several people coming to defend that media member. The only thing I can say is that the silence from everyone that you just said and mentioned on this issue has been deafening to me. The fact that not a single person that works alongside him, watches him operate, and how he does his job on a daily basis has come to his aid saying, you know what, there's a big misunderstanding here. There's got to be a way to work this out. Nobody has his back. Nobody in a profession where circling the wagons are standard operating procedure when one of your own is eaten alive.
But it depends on how he's getting eaten alive. And it depends on what the instigation was for him getting eaten alive. And I think the more telling thing is not the fact that people have come to his defense. It's how many 49ers went out of their way to come to Kinlaw's defense.
Even ex-Niners. Solomon Thomas joined the parade today.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, that's the thing that stands out to me, because normally when an athlete gets into a thing with a writer, everybody just steers clear and just says, you know, go ahead, you guys figure it out. You're adults. And this hasn't happened here. I think it's a story that's probably dead now. I don't think it's got much more in the way of legs, but that was a thing that jumped out to me, is that so many 49ers, you know, stood up for Kinlaw, even though Kinlaw, quite frankly, was at least partially in the wrong here.
He was. No one here is right. But I think someone is being perceived as a little bit more unprofessional and wrong. And look, I'm just going to wrap this up. Oh, somebody says he called you a loser. How? I mean, I would like to understand how he reaches that conclusion other than I came right down his street and he didn't like what I had to say. How would I be a loser in comparison to him? Did my dad get me a job? The answer is no. Do I have a beautiful wife, family, and a home in San Francisco? The answer is yes. Do I have an incredible career where I get to sit around and talk sports into a microphone an afternoon drive in one of the largest markets ever? Yes, I do. I mean, I'm not saying that you want to be like me, kids, but you want to be like me before you want to be like Grant Cohn. I'm just going to tell you that right now. I get to work with Ray Ratto every day.
All right, let's not lose all perspective.
You fill me up with love.
Ew.
So, look, let him go ahead. Let him go ahead and call me a loser. The results are in. You know, what do you think? He's got a podcast. Yeah, well, I got a broadcast. So call me when you reach that level. Anyway, we have ourselves a very good show for you today. We got Warriors Live starting in an hour from now when we are going to be Raheem Mostert came on in today. All Raheem Mostert is one of the most reasonable, nicest guys we've ever talked to. And he's piling on today. So the guys, if you thought Javon Kinlaw was a little questionable, look at the other guys who are coming down that path today. They are not what I would call unprofessional. It's an ugly story. It's a very, very ugly story. There's no doubt about it. And when you sow nothing but negativity in the world, it eventually comes back to get you. And that's the only prism he sees sports through. I don't know if Steve Kerr, you know, is going to bring up anything else tonight, if he's going to be asked about the shooting in Texas, which has paralyzed so many people. I mean, I went home and talked to my wife about it last night. Again, it's information that comes in. It's just more and more heartbreaking by the day. And I don't know if, you know, Steve is going to broach it or bring it up again tonight. I'm guessing he won't, because I think he knows that his feelings get picked up and put down by his team. I think Steve does realize that, and he knows that it is important to not have to go back to Dallas. So I think tonight is going to be, if the Warriors are anything other than ultra-focused, I'll be stunned, I'll be surprised, I'll even be a little bit disappointed. Like, tonight's one of those, yeah, I know there's a little turnover play and just the way you guys play, but, you know, not tonight. Clean it up, really be focused, protect the ball, value your possessions, play with efficiency, and I don't think you're going back to Dallas. I don't want you to go back to Dallas.
Steve Kerr doesn't have to do anything about tonight except coach the team during the game. He doesn't have to remind them of their responsibilities or what is at risk if they don't win. If he's given that speech before, they've heard it enough times. So, I mean, like I said yesterday, I don't think he's going to say anything to them, you know, except, you know, hey, you know, lay up line at, you know, 540 or whatever. I don't think he has to give them not just fire and brimstone. I don't even think he has to bring a, you know, a cup of ashes. He just, you know, show up for work. You practiced. You know what we want you to do. You know how we want you to do it. Do it like you've done it.
Somebody asks on the text line, Xfinity Mobile text line, what about Scott Foster? I actually think he is an antidote of here's the thing. I know a lot of Warrior fans think Scott Foster's got something out for you. Draymond used to think Scott Foster had something out for him. I don't think Scott Foster's got anything out for the Warriors. And in a game where Dallas might get uber aggressive in terms of they're all out of options, you know, it's win or go home time, you need a referee, an official, who's going to be in charge of a game. You might not like some calls, but I will say that Scott Foster is in charge of the games that he officiates. So I'll give him that much, Ray. And I know you are our residential official aficionado. So what do you think of Scott Foster getting assigned to this game tonight? We haven't seen much of him.
He missed 2 weeks.
Yeah. Wonder if it was COVID. Wonder if it was a family. Who knows?
They said it was a health issue. It was the only thing I saw. Okay. Could have been a tweaked leg muscle.
Bad back, sure.
He's as good as anybody in what I believe is a pretty thin field for reliable officials at this level. Zach Zarb is another one. I think in terms of Scott Foster, he's worked an awful lot of Warrior postseason games because he gets assigned a lot of postseason games. And his winning percentage, I mean, I stopped keeping it when they started missing the playoffs. But he was well over 75%. He was, you know, in the upper echelon of guys who the Warriors would win when he was the official. Now, you can, you know, say that's, you know, kind of deceptive, but...
Right. I mean, the Warriors are supposed to win no matter who the official is. Yeah. They're usually the better team in the game.
There is nothing about the way he works that you could point to in the results and say, ah, he's screwing them. The complaint about Scott Foster has always been that he's hard to talk to. And I don't know that he's dramatically better to talk to now, but I think he has reached the point where when he's walking in the building with an equipment bag over his shoulder, more people are sighing relief than they are going, oh my God, no. There are guys who have taken that mantle that you just go, oh God, this could be awful. I don't think he's that guy anymore. And I'm not sure that he ever had, he should have been.
Who is your least favorite NBA official?
of the high profile guys right now is probably
no paint in the color of obscure. Of course, yes, the high profile.
No, but I'm, you know,
right.
Cain Fitzgerald is a guy who's, you know, he's just starting to get big games, and I don't think he's up for it yet. I think they have too many. I think their bigger problem though is not the guys as much as it is the way they do it. It's they're too stationary. They don't move enough. I don't think enough of them are good enough at talking with players instead of at them or ignoring them entirely. I think what they need to do is go back to 20 years ago when you had established guys who you knew what you were getting night in and night out and who would draw a line and make it clear that you didn't get to cross it. And guys who would move with the game, guys who would move with the ball, you know, get better angles and work to get better angles throughout. I think the biggest mistake that the NBA ever made was having guys become stationary, because the game is less stationary than it's ever been. And yeah, if you move around, sometimes you can move yourself out of position, but standing still operates on the assumption that, well, the game will come to me. The game doesn't come to you. You have to go get it if you're an official.
Game 5 is tonight. Warriors live less than an hour from right now. It starts at 4:30, brought to you by Xfinity Sports Zone, the ultimate hub for all things sports, live games, shows, news, highlights, all in one place. This is Damon and Ratto. We are brought to you by BMW Fairfield, now open in your Fairfield Auto Mall. Visit BMWFairfield.com today to book your visit. This is Dre in Lemoore. Dre, you're on 95.7 The Game. What do you got?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I'm with you. The Warriors need to be ultra-focused, really cut down on the turnovers, share the ball, hit the boards. I got to hand it to Dallas. They hit their shots last game. They were on fire. If the Warriors are focused, they'll win this game. And Ray Liotta, one of my favorite roles by him was playing Johnny Depp's dad in the movie Blow.
Oh, you're right. He is good. He's hardly in the movie. He's in only like two or three scenes, but he's great. He's great in all of them. Thank you, Dre. Appreciate it. Yeah, I forgot. Liotta was in Blow, too. Did you ever see Blow, Ray? Really good. Really, really good movie. 888-957-9570. Again, one of our resident Warrior haters, as far as a lot of people are concerned who watch Nick Wright or listen to Nick Wright. Might be surprised to hear him talk about the Warriors like this, especially Steph Curry, who we know he's always measuring against one and only LeBron James. Nick Wright joined us yesterday and had this to say about how Steph is a win away from something that really matters.
Bob Cousy, Bill Russell, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Tim Duncan, Shaquille O'Neal, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James. I believe it's 9 guys who have been to 6 or more finals and won a league MVP. Steph's one win away from that. And with respect to, you know, Mad Dog Russo, Bob Cousy is in a different category. But those other 8 guys are 8 of the 10 all-time greatest. And, or 8 of the 11 all-time greatest. I think Shaq's probably 11. Steph's a win away from etching his name on that list and doing it in a selfless way, where he has been the centrifugal force of the whole thing. And I got nothing but respect for the guy.
And look, it is selfless. It is a quiet, confident leader. And if you wanted to boil down to individual talents, you'd think that Steph's shooting would have him easily in conversations. But the fact that this game is predicated on a little size too, you know, I've always said, you know, what's a real big difference between Steph Curry and Kevin Durant? Well, Kevin Durant is Steph Curry, but about a foot and a half taller. You know, that's kind of what made him so special. You've never seen a guy be able to score at all three levels like this, that size, and put it on the floor like Durant. That's what made him so special. But this isn't an individual sport. You know, Luka, incredibly special, and you can see that. Giannis, incredibly special, but he needs that team around him. There is no one who has done more to build a team around him than Steph Curry, than to make those around him feel comfortable in the system that he is clearly in charge of than Steph Curry. And I don't know when it happens, but at one point here, if the Warriors are seriously in the NBA Finals again, by this time next week, Kevin Durant's going to enter this conversation. Whether you think he should be here or not, he's going to get dragged into it. He is absolutely going to enter this conversation just by the Warriors getting to the finals. Should they win it all, it won't be good for him. It will not be good for his reputation. The egg on his face, and he'll insist that none is there. But he'll be wrong about that, too. And he is going to look a little less like the outstanding individual talent that you can build a champion around, as much as he's going to look like the guy who decided to leave the best run, most successful team in his sport because he wanted to do it his way, which is the polar opposite of the way that Steph Curry goes about it, which we all know implicitly that's the right way to do it. So he's going to be guilty of choosing the wrong path with worse results.
Well, he will be one more guy who's not a very good general manager. And other people have established that over the years. LeBron James, clearly. The one thing that you could say about Curry is that he's never had to be the general manager. The Warriors have a very clear table of organization. And while Bob Myers and Steve Kerr talk to players all the time, so they have input, the guy who pulls the trigger on stuff is Myers. And the guy who says, we're going to get this guy, it's Myers. And if you have doubts about that, remember when Andre Iguodala thought that they were too young, that they needed another veteran. And the fact is the Warriors have, and this is not a culture argument, this is a style of play argument. They pick guys who fit the things they're looking for, that they don't have to be spectacular. Kevin Durant came at a time when they did need that, because the team they had to overcome was Cleveland, which had LeBron, and they needed to be able to match him, and to a lesser extent, Irving. And Durant wanted to come. He wanted to be wooed, but he wanted to come. So it happened. The fact that he outgrew that, or to his mind outgrew it, you know, fine. If it turns out that the Warriors win it all, people will ask questions about, well, what is it you're after? And I think the answer to that is he wanted to run his own shop. The problem is there was nobody in Brooklyn strong enough to say, look, these are the things we can do. These are the things we can't. We can't just pick, you know, a team of super friends. You know, we have to have guys like Spencer Dinwiddie. We have to have guys like Caris LeVert. And just say, we're not doing that. The problem, really, you know, as much as you want to say it's Durant, it's Joe Tsai, the owner, in letting him run the franchise the way he has. Because players, as good as they are, and as important as they are to the input of the way a franchise is run, are not yet in a position to be able to run it. Because now it's two jobs. And it's hard enough to be a general manager without playing.
Look, this is a guy who was in, as he looked around, incompetent situation in Oklahoma City, and he wanted out. And he steps into the most competent situation in the NBA and then goes about seeking incompetence. I'm gonna go ahead and go back to the hardest possible way to climb to the mountaintop. It's just crazy. It's just absolutely crazy what someone who claims to be so smart about basketball, like you literally were sitting in the gates of heaven, and you insisted they throw the gates open to let you out. This is now the biggest demerit of Kevin Durant's entire career. If the Warriors win one more title and he doesn't again in his career, it is going to be devastating to the overall arc of who he was, who he is in the NBA. We'll look at him differently. We have, and by the way, he was awesome. He was awesome. He chose to be less awesome. I don't know why. We have much more coming up, a big segment for you, and then we got Warriors Live at 4:30 this evening here on 95.7 The Game. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now back to Damon and Ratto. Brought to you by BMW Fairfield on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome, welcome. If you're looking for all the best Warriors content, make sure you text the word Warriors to 20357. You hit the subscribe button. Boom. It all goes there. We have a ton to get into. We have Warriors Live starting at 4:30. Couple of other things before we get there, Ray, because the NFL, she never sleeps. So Ian Rappaport says that Colin Kaepernick and his workout with the Raiders went well to the point where they're saying that the door is open. What do you think of Colin Kaepernick getting a run with the Raiders?
The first thing that jumps out at me is that maybe Josh McDaniels is the one guy who acknowledged there aren't very many good quarterbacks in this league, and there are almost no good backups. I mean, it just, you know, how many McCowns do you have to look at? How many times do you have to bring Josh Johnson back for another look? And I think they just said, you know what? This is the thing that hasn't been tried yet. Let's see if this works. Because all it is right now is the possibility of a tryout. It's not, we need a starter, we need one now. And there's frankly, no guarantee that he would be Derek Carr's backup. He might be a second backup. But the fact that somebody finally at least bothered to take a look at him is at least a positive sign as a football matter. Because what do you have to lose? If he's not very good, you just go, well, I don't think it's going to work out. It's just, yeah, the odds against this being brilliant are very high because you can't miss 6 years without having at least some level of rust. But the only thing you can do by not looking is remove an option that you'd like to have.
Meanwhile, the Raiders are going about probably pissing off the NFL as much as any franchise this week, because not only are they working out Colin Kaepernick, but John Gruden had a big day in court yesterday. He won two big motions, and he's already settled with the Raiders, so he is suing the NFL. And look, they wanted to go to arbitration, and he had a lawyer work his way around that and says, no, I'm not going to do it. And Gruden, let's be honest, he's got nothing to lose. His reputation is ruined. He's out of the league, and he might be the kind of guy who wants to burn it all down. And I am going to say something I didn't think I was ever going to be saying again in my life. I think I'm going to be rooting for John Gruden in this one. Like, I would love to see the discovery he was able to pull out of the NFL if he really gets to go to court here. If he's about to show this league what conviction really looks like, sign me up.
Yeah, I think that's where the NFL will say, you know what, we're going to have to settle with him. Because they would do anything to avoid the level of discovery that Gruden's lawyers could look at. They could say, we want all 650,000 Washington football team emails. Period.
I mean, if I were the NFL, I would turn to Daniel Snyder and say, you're settling this.
But you know what happened? Stan Kroenke called chicken on him when they were talking about the money that he would have to come up with to settle the St. Louis lawsuit. The league quietly took $7.5 million, I think, from every team, which I think turns out to be like $250 million, and there's no guarantee that they aren't going to ask for more. So Stan Kroenke called their bluff on that, and I think Snyder will call their bluff on it too.
I tell you, we'll find out. I mean, there is no bluff for even Snyder to call, but man, that is just something to keep an eye on if you're a football fan. By the way, did you realize that yesterday was the 11-year anniversary of Scott Cousins breaking Buster Posey's ankle? God, time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? 11 years ago, yesterday, is when Cousins came to home plate and blew Posey up. He felt awful. He was a USF kid. Oh, Sabian killed him the next day. But man, time flies. Time officially flies.
See, I was completely unaware of that. And when you said time sure flies when you're having fun, I immediately thought of Buster Posey going, that's not as much fun for me as it seems to be for you.
Probably wasn't a lot of fun for him. Certainly not in the moment. I wonder what his
and
career.
Truthfully, it led to a new rule.
Yeah, I wonder what his career numbers would look like if that one moment hadn't existed.
He might have retired a year earlier.
Yeah, you might be right. I mean, who knows? Bringing it back to the Warriors, obviously. Hold on, we'll just take one real quick here. Big D on Highway 24. What do you got, Big D?
Hey, man, I want to chime in on the Kaepernick workout and they say it's going to work out for him. And I hope it does, because you know what? We don't got no violence in the Bay Area, right? There ain't no police brutality in the Bay Area.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Thank you very much for the call. You sound brilliant. Do you think Andre Iguodala's played his last NBA game?
No.
Do you think he makes an appearance this year or next year?
I think probably this. I think they might find a need for him at some point in this upcoming series. You know, again, a lot of that is health based. But if he can play, I think Steve Kerr would like to dress him out one more time. I'm less sanguine about his desire to play next year, because this year was pretty educational in terms of what his body will let him do and what it won't. And I've come to the conclusion that they didn't hold him out of games because they were resting him. I think his body's just saying, you know what? You've done enough of this running and jumping crap.
I agree with you. I think that if the Warriors are in the NBA Finals and they're in control of what might be, let's call it a closeout game to win, look who's out there for a cup of coffee. Look who gets put out on the court just saying, hey, coach, you know, yeah, my neck isn't right, but how much trouble can I get in just jogging up and down the court a few times? Tip the cap, and I could see Steve Kerr put him in a game in that situation. If he were to be kept around in an Udonis Haslam role, I guess I could see that. Steve has talked about how important he's been just in terms of another, you know, learned voice on the bench in young players' ears. And he is like an extension of the coaching staff now, almost into that locker room. So he certainly has, in a year where he hasn't provided much playing time, has provided value to the Warriors. He played 31 games this season. 4 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists were the averages. He'll obviously never be a dependable player again. Like, I cannot imagine him signing up for what would be season 19? He's been in the league, I think, 18 years. The guy's a one-time All-Star. The thing that he gets, I think, most credit for is that he was the first guy to really want to join Steph's Warriors. Like, he saw it, and he made the right call. And really, the only truly relevant years of his career were spent in Golden State. I looked at some of these numbers today. I don't know if Andre Iguodala is or isn't going to be a Hall of Famer. He's a tough call. Because if it turns into a, well, you know, time served, you had a really long career type of award with some real high watermarks in it, yeah, I guess he would get in. It seems like they open the door for players that they like, and a lot of people like Andre Iguodala. Do you know he's never averaged 20 points per game in a single NBA season? Did you know that he's only been an All-Star once in his entire career? Since being with the Warriors, you know, he's been a really important part, right? Probably oversold on that really important part other than what he represented by coming here from Denver and then playing well enough in the NBA Finals to be named Finals MVP. He's never even averaged double digits for the Warriors. Never. Now, he wasn't asked to. It really wasn't his role on this team. But you think a player of Iguodala's ilk, when he still had plenty left in the tank, would be coming off the bench and getting you at least 12 a night. No. He spent the last 9 years as a double-digit scorer, or as a single-digit scorer. And it's just the numbers are dropping by a full point, like by the year. And I think Iguodala is smart enough to know when his body's telling him to get out and when sticking around longer might actually damage reputations. So I think we're looking at maybe one more appearance from him, and that's going to be it. He was a great Warrior. A great Warrior, a very good NBA player, a great career.
I could also see him getting dressed out if they feel like they need him. I don't think this is just going to be a ceremonial Gene Herschelt Award type dress out, you know, get some applause. I think Steve Kerr would, you know, could see a use for him in one of those games. I don't think he would force it, but, you know, I mean, it's not like he's useless.
No, he's not useless. Well, not very useful.
No, he's not very useful, but that's not the standard for him anymore. It's, is there a spot where he can help us a little more than Bielitsa? And there might be. You know, I've long ago abandoned the idea of being able to see the game as Kerr sees it on a night-to-night in-game basis. Because they do more interesting things with their available roster than most other teams do. In terms of the Hall of Fame, I don't think he had much of a shot before. And you don't measure his worth by his points per game anyway, unless he was going to spend the rest of his career in Denver. Because at that point, you know, he's not playing for anything meaningful because Denver never had a deep run. You know, then you could just say, well, you know, he never averaged 20. But, you know, for the Warriors, he was hugely important. The difference is hugely important is not the same as Hall of Fame. So I never sort of viewed him as a Hall of Famer. I viewed him as one of the guys who will be spoken of with considerable reverence when they talk about this franchise.
He's in the montage. He is in the montage. He is part of the group statue, as we've discussed how they should end up statuing this all out when it's said and done. I wonder if we see him again, though. I really wonder. Has he played his last NBA game? I think it's a legit question. And we have, hopefully, you know, very few games left to answer that question, because the fewer games left for the Warriors means things are going really, really well for the Warriors. Obviously, one game is all they want to have left against the Dallas Mavericks, and they've got that game tonight. It is game 5 at Chase Center. Warriors Live starts at 4:30, and I want to welcome everyone to your 4 o'clock hour.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.